second we've landed, it's been an instant adventure. We've got to go around the city, be immersed in the culture. It's been a learning experience, and we are so grateful to be here.
The first thing we did was went to the bird market. So beautiful. The birds were so colorful. So many different species. It was amazing. And now we're at the ladies market, where we're shopping for purses, Isle of Hong Kong, keychains, souvenirs for our families and friends at home. And it's great bonding time for us, and we've just had an amazing experience so far. It's been awesome.
Right now we are at Victoria's Peak, which is the highest point in Hong Kong, where we can see the beautiful city and all the high-rise buildings, and it's just a breathtaking view. It's been really incredible to be up here.
Celebrate the Chinese New Year. We are performing in the annual parade on the beautiful Victoria Harbor. We will be performing one of our routines at four of the parade stops and walking along waving at the fans.
The parade routine was really unique because we're dealing with spectators on both sides of the street. So we had to stage the parade routine in a way that got them out to the show stops and change directions so they're performing for people on both sides of the street, and then bring it all together for a big finale that faced the camera at the very end, because these show zones were televised. It wasn't just performing for live fans, it was all about blocking for a television show.
公羊系洛杉矶嘅专业足球队啊，而佢哋嘅啦啦队系有22个嚟自唔同专业范畴嘅年轻女队员组成啊，当中包括咗有老师、社工等等啊。听讲咧，佢哋都已经过多重嘅挑选咧，先至可以加入噶。而且佢哋咧亦都去过世界各地啦，有好多唔同嘅城市嗰度巡回演出，包括有伦敦啦、奥地利同埋日本等等。
Everything is live, so the cameras want to make sure that they capture the ladies in the best positions and the best light. So the parade is such a great experience. The adrenaline is rushing, the lights are on, the music is playing. It is just a great, wonderful experience to be a part of the parade.
Overhead, there were jumbotrons, just like in an NBA stadium, and there was pyro coming down from it. And it was just really, really an exciting performance moment, and they really rose to it. And it was just so exciting and so much fun to see all the hard work pay off right there at that moment. Chinese audiences are polite in the way that they applaud. Not that they don't like what you're doing, they're just not as raucous as an American crowd. And I noticed during the parade, they actually got the people to whoop it up. It's like we broke that barrier.
The crowd loves the ladies, the uniforms, their personalities, the entertainment. I think for me, it's so rewarding to see the response from the audience to the cheerleaders.
It was crazy to see how many people came out.
Just looking around, all these people in the buildings and along the streets just cheering. I've never had people so excited for me to wave my pom-pom at them.
People just lined up, ready to see you. Yelling your name, so excited. It was honestly the most amazing thing. And I wish I could do it again, and I know that I'm gonna remember this for the rest of my life.
this morning we woke up and it was kind of early in the morning, but I was really excited to try out Tai Chi while in Hong Kong because you don't always get a chance to do that. So it's nice because there's the skyline all around us, big blue skies, so it was nice to follow along and just zen out. Very fluid, so you don't have to get everything just right. You can just go at the beat of your own drum, basically, and kind of move however you feel like it.
I think Tai Chi was a little bit more relaxing. It's not super strenuous, but it's a good way to get the blood flowing, get your muscles moving in the morning, and just a good way to start your day.
The Tian Tan Buddha statue, and it is like unreal, better than anything I've ever experienced. The big Buddha sits on top of a very tall mountain, and there's a big staircase to get up there.
Once you started getting about halfway up through the fog, you could actually start seeing the silhouette of the big Buddha, and it was just like breathtaking.
Walking up the stairs and kind of seeing the Buddha emerge from the fog.
It's like insane.
It's so colossal and so powerful. It was truly like once in a lifetime thing to experience.
When you come to a place like Hong Kong or any other area, it's great to be immersed in the culture, and this has been a really big part of it for me.
Victoria Harbor was incredible. There was just so many people. You could see the skyline and then just fireworks shooting up into the sky to the point where the sky was clouded because there was just so much going on.
It was incredible. They had a mix of Chinese music and also American music, and all the cheerleaders were just jamming out and having a good time while watching all the fireworks.
When those American songs came on and the fireworks were going in the background, you know, we were just singing together, dancing around. It was so much fun.
I love Hong Kong. It's been an amazing experience having 22 cheerleaders perform in the parade, do some performances outside of this. It's just been amazing.
I think just the trip as a whole, just getting the opportunity to go into a different culture and learn about it, is something that really shapes you as a person.
Being around my teammates and being able to experience this whole trip with all of them has just grown us so much closer and has made the memories that much more impactful.
I'm so happy that I was able to be a part of it, and I'm really glad that I was able to go to London and go to Hong Kong and really end the year on such a high note with my teammates.